Thanks to the permanent mission to Spain. Okay, we live in a society in permanent transformation, and a stable, interconnected, and complex world where poverty persists and inequality and climate change continue growing. So mobility have now an essential role in achieving the SDG to reach the 2030 agenda. We've been talking today about the toughest environmental and social changes in our time is managing the mobility of people and goods. There are three keys: safe, sustainable, and smart. United Nations considers that the mobility is crucial and so analyzes regulation and capacity building to leaders to guide the mobility development to achieve the SDGs need to be delivered. UNESCO today is encouraging us to look forward for sustainable mobility elements like energy transition, efficient logistics, vehicles regulation, infrastructure investment, urban safety, education, and urban planting. Sustainable mobility must be equitable, efficient, clean, and safe, giving a great impact in at least 7 SDGs. You all mentioned about the SDG 11, inclusive, resilient, sustainable, and safe cities. And of course, we've been talking the whole day about the people living in urban areas. And in fast-growing places like India, China, or Africa, billions of people will have higher lifestyle expectations and would need more mobility. Having a long-term perspective with focus on sustainability is a defining factor in the future of mobility. We must remark that major challenges for our cities require us to change our mobility models. Transport provides a critical enable environment to support economic and social development to reach SDG 7 on energy, SDG 9 building resilience, and SDG 11. But also we need to work hard in road safety and expanding public transportation. Is transport sector have a potential to improve the lives and livelihood of billions of people. To conclude, leadership is needed. All the stakeholders should do it, and Mr. Nikhil said was talking about us this morning, about this morning. We need to clarify, define the objectives underpinning sustainable mobility, universal access, road safety, energy efficiency, and avoiding death from air pollution. Third, the economic evaluation of transport projects should be radically transformed. Four, technology will form the backbone of mobility in the future. More data and connectivity can lead to more efficient and convenient mobility, offering great opportunities for developing countries. Mobility services provided to users on smartphones have already started and move away from vehicle ownership towards shared vehicle usage in many megacities. Five, mobility system must be affordable, economically sustainable, oriented to the people and environmentally respectful, integrating bicycle, segways, pedestrian, and all new devices. Just to end, I would talk about my city in this way. Malaga started the first strategic planning on mobility in 1996. Also in 2005 with Agenda 21st, promoting flagship mobility projects with a permanent monitoring, citizen participation, and good governance. Also now, the Malaga strategic plan is being aligned to the SDG Agenda 2030 and some big projects like zero emission mobility to all and also public buses connected, metro, public free bikes with bus card, car parkings, pedestrian downtown is growing and many companies are willing to keep doing investment in this way. Thank you very much.